The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 22nd of October, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, that means Jared. It's an all-male. It's an all-male show, kind of.
Almost.
You know, you and I. Yeah. Katrina's here, but... And she brought Bertha with her, but what's the weather look like? Wait, let me tell you. Rain.
Oh, man, you nailed it. It's currently 55 degrees. It says multiple hazards in effect, and it looks like it's mostly flood warnings, flash flood warnings. It's supposed to rain today, 90% chance. Tonight, 50% chance, a high today of 64, low of 48 tomorrow. Rain with a high of 56, a low of 49. We have a flood watch in effect from Saturday night to Monday morning, it looks like. On Sunday, 100% chance of rain, 56, 44 is the low. That was Sunday. On Monday, a high of 55, a low of 43. Sunday, heavy rain with a high of 56, a low around 44. And Monday, a high around 55, a low around 43.
Okay. Hey, put the link to the YouTube. Into the chat room, would you please? Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can get a hold of them at 365-3793. If it's Friday morning, it must be Katrina. And Katrina brought Bertha.
Yes, I did.
Wait till you see Bertha. Bertha is a Roddy Shepherd some kind mix.
Yeah, we have her as a Roddy mix.
A Roddy mix. Yeah. And she is adorable, a little big.
Yeah, she's pretty heavy.
She needs to go on a walk. Where'd you get Bertha?
She came to us as a stray. We've had her about 23 days. She's 9 years old, so she is a senior. Yeah, and she is a little bit overweight, so we definitely recommend to any adopters to keep her on the diet that we have her on currently, and a similar feeding schedule. Aside from that, she's a really sweet girl. She's kind of shy, but she's just kind of big goober.
She's a little shy, but she's nice. She's got great eyes, very soft eyes.
She does.
And I offered her a little dog bone, and she said, "I'm sorry, but you're enabling me." She says, "I'm trying to lose a couple pounds here before bikini season."
Exactly.
Oh, what a nice dog. This is the kind of dog that would go for you, go on a walk, short walks at first, and then long walks, to take care of that. And today is National Make a Dog's Day. It provides an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives. The day not only encourages visits to shelters, but is also a reminder to animal lovers everywhere to adopt instead of shop for a new pet. Yeah.
I think that's a pretty perfect
day. I can live with
that.
I can live with that. Okay. So what else about Bertha? Is it cheaper because she's older?
Yeah, so thanks to our PALS fund, her adoption fee is sponsored. So her adoption fee is only $37.50. And if you want to make a dog's day, definitely come on down and maybe take a dog home with you today, like Bertha.
So do you have a lot of dogs?
We do. We have a lot of dogs right now.
Oh, okay.
We're pretty full.
Pretty full.
We have a pretty good selection, too. We have, I'd say, a fairly, like, big variety of breeds right now, too.
Oh, like what?
Surprisingly. Well, we have her, we have Rots, we have a couple Huskies, we have some Shepherd mixes.
Whoa, Huskies.
Yeah.
Are they both, like, do they look like real Huskies, or are they, like, a mix?
I mean, we have to say everything's a mix, because
okay.
We don't do any genetic testing, but they look like Huskies.
Blue eyes and...
Yeah, one of them, he actually has, like, heterochromia, the, like, two different colored eyes.
Whoa.
It's really cool.
I'm going to get that one for Jared. Jared, when you come in Saturday morning, there'll be a dog sitting in your desk at your desk, and it's not your replacement. It's your new dog. So, have you ever heard, have you seen those YouTube videos of huskies or Malamutes talking?
Oh, yeah.
They are just really vocal.
They are. They have a lot to say.
Yeah. So you've got a couple of those down there?
Yes, we do.
Do you have any puppies?
We have, I think, one puppy left. She's a three-month-old shepherd mix.
Okay.
So, yeah, we did have a big litter of puppies, but most of them have been adopted, which is really good.
There's a lady in town on Facebook that found a mom, you know, kind of in a ditch with all her new puppies. She's got them all.
Wow.
And she's taking care of them. And as soon as they start getting old enough to get their eyes open and all those things, she's going to put pictures of them on Facebook.
Nice.
They are all, yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, for somebody to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but you can get Bertha by coming down. Did you get a photo, buddy? He's on the, did you get a photo of Bertha?
I did not. That
okay.
Was, yeah.
Okay.
Not yet, but I will before.
You're in there trying to fix the YouTube.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Okay. All right. So, she is a nice dog. She's quiet. She's just sitting here. She's a little shy around guys. Around you, she was fine. So, and she's a foundling, and she's 9 years old. So her adoption fee is only $37. And you've got a lot of choices down there. How about labs? Got labs? Do you think?
Yeah, I know for sure we have at least one lab mix right now.
I remember being down there one time, and you had brothers. Two yellow lab brothers.
Really?
The gentleman who brought them down said, you know, he couldn't take care of them any longer. He was elderly, and they were, I think they're probably three or four together. And Mark told me they didn't last 2 days. So Mike came in and took them. So here's a good chance to, you know, it's getting close to the holidays. So maybe you want to, maybe there's room in your life for another animal, or for your first animal, so you can come down and take a look at them.
Definitely. Definitely give us a call if you want to come down. We are doing adoptions by appointment still, but since Bertha's pet of the week, if you want to come meet with her, no appointment necessary, just come on down and visit with her. She's a really sweet girl, very laid back.
Oh, boy, is she.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. Anything else going on?
Yeah, we're going to be at Food Truck Retreat, an event at Anderson River Park on the 30th. It's between 5 and 7. There's going to be, of course, food trucks. There's going to be a costume contest, so be sure to dress up and come down and see us. We'll have some dogs there.
Always have some dogs there. And
always.
A big selection. And remember that Haven Humane is a no-kill shelter, you know, with dogs. So we find homes for every one of them. So, Bertha, you're going to get a good home. Somewhere.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You always do. And, you know, and we pretty much adopt out our pet of the week. That's usually a good, you know, you have a pretty good ratio of that, right?
Yeah,
of
for the most part.
Out for the most part.
Yeah.
We were batting 1,000 one year. Every
really?
One of them. Every one of them.
Wow.
That came through. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that was amazing. but thank you so much for what you do.
Of course, thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Jim Wadley from the airport manager of Reading is coming in. I grabbed him the other day and tugged on his Marine heartstrings and said, get in here. Let's talk about what's going on at the airport. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms been in the business 11 years, going up against the big boys, and is still there. He fights above his weight. Located at 2539 Larkspur, great selection of long guns, pistols, all the accessories, ammo. You can get your CCW from right there at Bastiani Arms. John is a good guy. He really is, and he gives discounts to veterans. That's Bastiani Arms. That's where we buy our guns. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Jim Wadley.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:18 in the morning here on the 22nd of October. It's Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. It is a community bank. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and a new branch opening probably in December in Anderson. It is opening in Anderson. We just think it's going to be, maybe end of November, end December, in Anderson. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. And speaking of moving dreams forward, Semper Fi, Matt.
Semper Fi.
We have Jim Wadley here, the director of all the Reading airports.
Yep. I'm the airport manager for the city. That's Reading Municipal and Benton Airport.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, Marines are tight. We stick together.
We do.
I found out about you all going to Las Vegas from Todd Jones. The instant it made the announcement.
Excellent.
I think. And he called us right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda was on the computer right after that. And we got tickets. We're flying.
Oh, good.
January 6th, coming back January 9th. We don't know where we're staying. We don't know anything beyond that except we're on there.
Yeah, I'm going to be on there as well.
Well, great.
I'm going to be. Now, I'm only going to be doing the flight to Vegas. Literally get off the plane, get in line, and come back because I want to check it out.
Oh, you know what? See, now that wasn't clear. Somebody asked me a question the other day.
How the route works?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, let's go to the phones, Linda.
Well, good morning, and so glad you're on the air this morning. Congratulations on doing great things.
Thank you. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, question. Because what happened is, as soon as we got the word out to people, after the show, particularly a couple that we really like to go to Las Vegas with, we told them, please come with us this in the inaugural flight. And they waited for probably 3 or 4 hours. They were working, you know, to sit down and, you know, book the flight. And it was sold out. So that was really good information that got out there and did that. But they said later on that because there was such high demand, there could possibly be a larger plane
mm-hmm.
taking the inaugural
yeah.
flight.
Yeah.
Can you clarify that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Avelo Airlines did a very smart thing during COVID, and they acquired aircraft at a really great deal.
I imagine there's a couple from Southwest that might have been open.
Yeah, and these are 737-800s that they started out with, and then they're purchasing the 700s. So the 700s, I believe the configuration is about 147 seats,
mm-hmm.
but the 800 series is 189.
Ooh.
So if we sold out that quick, they probably switched aircraft for the bigger one. So that would be awesome.
If they do that, that means their tickets are for sale again. How would we know that?
You know, I can find out, and I'll let you know.
Oh, great.
I'll let you know.
Before you let other people know.
I'll let, yes. Before Todd lets you know.
They just couldn't get the flight in time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good news, bad news.
We put it on Facebook, and there was a lot of people. First of all, it was universal love.
Yeah.
And then people were already, you know, people say, I got my tickets, you know.
Oh, great.
So,
I mean, it's a great deal. $58 with taxes and fees, round trip. That was incredible.
Well, it's that. But then, if you want to sit in a certain seat,
right?
Yeah.
You can pick
and
choose.
No, it's still
real reasonable. Yeah, don't misunderstand me. But it's $29. But then you have luggage. But everybody has luggage, and you have airport fees and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, what the thing is we don't have to drive to Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
And we're right
here
at Redding, and I mean, it's just one more beautiful cog in the wheel of this. City of ours growing, moving forward, and having accessibility. So thank you so much. I'm going to go, and I just want to thank you for your hard work and what you're doing. It's just amazing.
Thank
you. And I think, Carl, I think we talked about it, and I don't know if you've agreed with this, that we were going to try to come out and do a live remote before we took off from the airport that morning.
We hadn't mentioned. I was going to wait till the break
because
he and I had talked about it because I wanted to find out if it was still on. But so thanks for sharing.
Anyway, thank you, and I'll listen. Thank you.
All right, bye bye. See you, Linda.
Love you. Okay. Well. Okay. So let's kind of go back. Since you've been here, we've expanded our flights. So now we have flights to LA.
Mm-hmm.
So we have flights to San Francisco. We have flights to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
We have flights to
Burbank.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Hollywood Burbank.
And then the big news when you were here with me last time was, hey, we're looking at that flight to Denver.
Yep.
And then in between, you pull this, as we say in the Marine Corps, out of your butt. Here comes Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. This is incredible. You know, I didn't know Avelo was interested in that Las Vegas market. And when I found out that Arcata got a flight to Vegas, I got right on it. And it's a good thing I did because...
Well, how big's Arcata?
Arcata is actually the population. I don't know their catch basin, but the...
Yeah. So, it's the whole basin you're looking at.
Yeah, but they have a lot further drive, so it almost kind of forces folks to use that local airport. But they do have more flights than us. They do have more air traffic. Just a little bit. I mean, we're kind of creeping up and catching up with them, but, and especially as more locals are flying here, then, we will, I believe we could exceed them very easily.
You know, I read something, yesterday on Facebook, and I don't take offense at Facebook. I mean, it wasn't directed at me, but it talked about Shasta County being a backward place, and, you know, there's not going to be any workers, nobody's the education. And the guy's name is Steens Thomas. I don't even know who he is, but I've seen his comments before. I don't know if he lives in Shasta County, if he's been around here lately. And this is not a personal attack on him at all. But when I read things like that, I say to myself, do you live here? Because if you did, you'd be seeing all of these changes that are happening around here. The fact is that we're in this boom of construction. Our employment is up. Student body at Simpson University goes up every year. Shasta College has got 7,000 or more. I think it's more students than that. You've got the fifth highest rated nursing program is right here in Reading at Simpson. And you see all of these things happening. Stillwater.
Yep.
Is
a
filling
lot of,
up.
I mean, a lot of development interest.
And obviously, and the reason I keep bringing this up, all the things that are happening is you have to sell flights. You have to convince airline companies to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been easier with the growth we're seeing?
Well, yes. I mean,
you have something to do with that.
It kind of does compound on itself. It really does. And one of the things that I was trying to figure out early on is, you know, why do we have such a great population here that most of the folks choose to hit the road? And so, you know, it boils down to reliability and then also ticket sales, ticket price,
ticket
airfare.
Price.
And so, you know, I wanted to kind of figure out, okay, well, what would it take to get Southwest here? What would it take to do this and that? And, you know, I looked at what we were doing and in the past, and, you know, we would spend anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 on studies with a consultant. Early last year, I wanted to double down on that and do about $60,000 worth of studies and do some different things, get different data, and use that data to try to convince the airlines, look, this is going to be a great market. And so we've always wanted Denver, and we knew we were in line for Denver over time, but we were hoping to do that sooner because we really wanted to have a service that was eastbound, a lot of great connections. And so the other thing we did is we did it again this year. We spent some more money. We did something a little bit different. We did a true visitation study, where it uses anonymous data from basically cell phones, where it kind of it reveals who comes here and where do we go. And you can use that to build air service.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Okay. Everybody take off your paranoid hat here.
Yeah.
So what they do is track the just the data of cell phones of where the people are.
Right. So normally when you get a phone, you have to consent to those kind of things anyway if you want to use their app. So that stuff's out there no matter what.
Yeah.
And so that's available to.
Yeah. It isn't something that Jim put together and is in your phones. This is data that's available.
We're not tracking you when you're cooking toast or anything. But it's totally anonymous. But what we know is numbers. We know numbers and the visitation of previous years, and we can compare it with, we compared it with 2019, which was a good year. We didn't want to use last year's numbers, but you can use that data. We know through our consultants that you can actually secure air service that way. We didn't use that for Vegas, but
because it seems like that seems to be a pretty.
Yeah, it was a slam dunk kind of a market for us anyway. It really was. But really I think it came down to what I like doing is the old school, you know, building positive working relationships, building that trust with the airlines and that constant dialogue. So it's a working relationship that we've had with Avelo since, it was last October when I started those discussions with them before they actually had the name Avelo.
Now, who are the guys that are running this? This guy used to do, he had another airline, right?
He worked at, I believe, Frontier.
Well, Frontier, but then there's another one that flies out of Fresno. another low cost. Good planes, good service and all that.
There's another one, East Coast Breeze. Is that one?
No, it's a, you know, if Linda, if you're still listening, it flew from Fresno.
Allegiant.
That's
Allegiant.
What it is.
Sorry, Allegiant. Yes.
Was he involved with Allegiant? For some reason, I thought he was.
Yeah, so a lot of them were from prior airlines.
Yeah,
other airlines.
Of course.
A lot of them from Allegiant. Yeah. So they're, they were serving underserved markets. They were looking at Reading. We made that short list, and I kept trying to make it a tipping point for us to get that Burbank flight. And now that we actually are a really good market for them. We're up there, and we're going to help them out with some marketing. So that's one of the things that we were able to do is help them out with some marketing, and that was what made the tipping point for them. They want this flight to succeed and mature. So it's not a revenue guarantee. It's just simple marketing.
Okay. Well, obviously, this one was a hit if it was sold out that fast.
That's incredible.
Well, we heard that from people, our friends who wanted to go badly.
Oh, man.
But they, work and couldn't get together, they couldn't get it together to say, okay, and by the time they did.
Now,
I tried to get on it just to check it. No.
Yeah, the first week is a little bit different because I think there's an innovation conference that they're trying to accommodate. Mm-hmm. So the first week is Thursday, Sunday. Thereafter, it's going to be Monday, Friday.
Oh, Monday, Friday.
Yeah. So then what the route's going to be is it's going to be Burbank to Reading, then Reading over to Las Vegas. Then it's going to turn around and go back to Reading and then back to Burbank.
So you can turn around that same day.
Well, it's a quick turn. So that's what I'm doing just to check out of Avail.
It
just turns around and comes back. So you won't really have time to enjoy anything, but I know when I go there, I'm going to go try to find a slot machine or something in the terminal, and then I'll
oh, they're there.
Yeah, I've seen them there.
They have equal opportunity to lose your money everywhere.
Exactly. I'm going to come out with pockets turned out. Come back.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. I'm here with Jim Wadley. He is the airport manager for both airports here in Reading, of course, the main one, and then the Benton Airport, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a true, true virtuoso of the windshield. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can repair it. He guarantees it for life. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety or your time. He'll look at it. He'll give you a free inspection and analysis, and then he'll get to work. And like I said, he guarantees it for life. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373, a better-known business. We'll be right back. Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Bulb sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, we want to do some Garth Brooks for the next few songs, okay? I'm just thinking about Garth Brooks. And so we want to do Beaches of Cheyenne, Rodeo, I've Got Friends in Low Places, The Thunder Rolled. So, there, you got them all. Hey, welcome back to the show. 7:36 in the morning, and it is 56 degrees out there. Right now, it's not raining, but everything looks like rain, and it's going to rain more. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain Saturday. The golf tournament we were going to attend Sunday for the Shasta Kiwanis, Shasta Lake Kiwanis, City of Shasta Lake Kiwanis. Has been rescheduled. We don't know what day it's going to be yet, but when they heard that the rain was going to come down, they rethought that. Good. Okay, hey, we're here with Jim Wadley, the manager of the Redding's vast array of airports here, air terminals and all that, and we were talking about the new flight that goes, it's going to launch January 6th from Avelo Airlines to Las Vegas. It's that day. It's going to go out on a Thursday and come back on a Sunday, but it'll probably be after that.
It'll be a Monday, Friday. So, or Friday, Monday.
Friday, Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you can fly in there on a Friday and spend the weekend and pour yourself back in on Monday and have an hour to sleep before you get back. Okay. At what point do we have too many planes?
Too many.
Hmm.
That's a good question.
I mean, because I see flights coming in, and then we add flights, and then you don't have parking problems right now.
It's filling up. It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
You're talking about on the runways, right?
Yeah. The parking on the apron for the aircraft.
Yeah.
We do have two spots that can accommodate a 737, which when Avelo came, the terminal was designed for like 35-seat aircraft.
Yeah.
And now we have 50s, 70s, 76s, and now 189. So
is this 189-seat aircraft?
The 800 series that Avelo has is
That the one that's going in January?
I think they were going to use a 700, which is that 147
number,
but it sounds like they booked, and then I'm going to see if they're going to upsize the aircraft.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know about that. But we do, the car parking, I've always, I look ahead because I have to. What the grants that I work on, they don't happen overnight. There's a sequence to them with the FAA, and airports cannot do it without grants. And you know, we don't want to go to the general fund and say, hey, you know, let's have you fund this project for $2 million. It's a lot easier to match 10 cents on the dollar and get an FAA grant for something that's eligible. But the parking lot's not grant eligible because it's revenue generating. And so there's some other ideas on how to do that. But the terminal, it does have a limit. It does. I mean, we only have one passenger screening lane and one bag screening lane.
That's right.
So when the flights start overlapping, especially the big ones, then that becomes a tighter situation. So I'm looking into, okay, what can we do a terminal remodel and expansion study and use some forecasts and stuff that the FAA likes to use and model that out and see what are we going to have? You know, because are we going to have a big box, or are we going to have something with a food court, something you can social distance in? So that's something that I would encourage that we do right the first time.
And have something. A little food court there so people can get a little bite while they're waiting the 2 hours it takes them to get through TSA.
Lounge room or something quiet to do a quick meeting, you know. But there's a lot of things that I would like to try to look at, and there's always that funding question. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of other ways to uh-huh. do this with passenger facility charges. That's that $4.50 that gets on the ticket. So when it comes back, you know, that helps kind of fund and amortize out a project that's rather large.
Well, I just think that, you know, we've got to be, if we're going to be growing, which I believe we are, I said a few years ago, we're on the cusp, and we started growing. And we could see it downtown and continuing to build downtown and now Stillwater. So, at some point, Bethel has probably literally thousands of flights.
Yeah.
During the year, I would imagine.
People come from all over the world to to
the mega church. And they fly in
here. And fly out too with missionaries. So there's a lot of traveling just with that church alone.
Just with that church, mm-hmm. right. But then now when you've opened up the LA, so now you can get businesses that can come up mm-hmm. during the day and then go back home at night.
Yep.
That, you know, all those things are working. And you've got to keep your head out, 10 years, 5 years?
At least, yeah, no less than five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you do bigger plans or 20-year forecasts.
Yeah.
And with what we have, you know, the growth that we have right now is way faster than we had predicted. So we're scrambling and moving quick. We're doing fine. We're doing fine right now. But at what point is this going to, I mean, we're only reaching 18% of our catch basin. So that means 82% of the community is still choosing to hit the road. And imagine if we only had 50%, you know, or, you know, half of this local area using the local airport. That's a lot. That's actually a very big number. So
yeah.
That's where my head's at. And I'm trying
Well, how big is this catch basin?
The primary catch basin is about 285,000.
Oh, okay. And how much of it's using it?
18%. I mean, I think with the, it's not very much.
And so if you just got another 10% in.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
It's going to get pushing, yeah. So I can see. So you've got to think about a second TSA line.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, you know, that's like right. you said, you know, some kiosk or things down there that people can get coffee and, you know,
yeah.
so it's organized.
And so we are going to be flying what's called a request for proposal. We want to, because right now the airport does the vending. We want somebody to come in and offer some pastries, coffee, whatever, you know, breakfast burritos, sandwiches in the lobby, because you can bring that food through security. You just can't bring liquids.
Right.
But then somebody on the inside, the hold room.
You mean they've never planted something dangerous in a burrito?
Right.
And not right then, maybe later.
But somebody can come in and yeah. offer coffee in the hold room because we don't have coffee
yeah.
there. And, you know, really what our mission is to be operating the airport. There's a lot of pieces that happen all at the same time, and then we're doing the vending as well. And trust me, there's folks out there can do it better. And and so people deserve that. We want to improve the experience, and so we're going to be doing things like that. And I think the attention that the airport is getting is awesome. I mean, the last time I was on the radio, just to kind of give an example here with you, you have a lot of listeners, I can tell you that. I know a group right now that's listening is the City of Reading Fleet Department. Jim Schmitz and his team, are they keep our mission going. I mean, they
we have, you know what, we do this because we love it and we love Reddit. But it when you say things like that, we have people come up and say, oh, you know, and they can tell us the shows, you know, what was on the show. So it was like, the expansion of the airport. Here's a question that just came in. How many people are wanting to fly to Las Vegas, and when do you study the numbers on that?
Well, we didn't study the numbers. We just had – so, for example, when Arcata got that,
right.
It wasn't within probably less than a minute that I was already texting and starting that conversation.
Okay.
Thereafter, when folks found out about it, phone calls came in almost every single day, multiple times a day. When are we getting Vegas? It's on social media. So we knew that that was going to be a big hit. And then as evidenced by the sellout within hours, I mean, I think that's kind of testament in of itself. So, but you know, that was more of a leisure market. What we tried to, and this is a, other than daily flight, when you get into those daily flights, you definitely want to have those numbers because that is a bigger investment, more risk, more operating costs. So this one was kind of an easier market and decision for Avelo to make, especially based on the numbers that we have.
Now that and it's, you know, people are opening up because of COVID now. I mean, you can travel. It's only an hour flight, so you can put a mask on for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, I don't even know if that's the rules.
It is, it's still.
Imagine they don't have a choice.
It's still a mandate that is through TSA for terminals and also aircraft.
Okay, we're here with Jim Wadley, who is the manager of the airports here in Reading, and we're going to take a quick break. Excuse me. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, is one of the good guys. He's been doing this for about 20 years. He works by appointment only because he's very, very busy. You can set up a free consultation by giving him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at EstateGranite.com. He did our kitchen, and it is beautiful. And that was several years ago. And Linda's looking at it now going, she says, well, do you think we need a – and I always say, no. She says, I said, you're sitting on your money when you're on that horse. And Jim knows about this.
I know a little bit about
that. I'm just kidding about that, of course. But Mike's the one. If you want to have some things done in your home, give Mike Huber a call. He is totally trustworthy, and he's a true artist. We'll be right back.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Reading's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sands, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects. Whether you pick up or we deliver, now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Here to say, hey, it's Friday. 7:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the place to buy that special bauble for your loved ones. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, great selection, super prices, and really, really nice people. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And speaking of just good people, we have Jim Wadley here.
Yes, thanks for having
me. Is the manager. I know we have the window open. We have the blinds open now. Don't do that to Carl because I'm just like a child. Yeah. I look out there, I see something, and everything just stops.
Yeah.
Who is the director, of course, of the airports here in Redding? And we made that announcement. When was it? Thursday? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The inaugural flights from Redding to Las Vegas sold them out
in hours.
Jim's been working on expanding our air service around here. The city, you know, it all goes hand in glove. The city expands, the air service expands. Then the city expands some more. Then with the proposed plans for the new Civic area down there being reorganized and grow. If that comes to fruition, or it should come to fruition, I just don't know what it's going to look like. I don't think anybody knows what it's going to look like, but it could be nothing but good for our community if it's done right.
Yes, I agree.
Thousands of people coming in here for an event, and now they can fly in from all over.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a port right here. It's an airport. And, gateway to this area, this greater region. So there's a lot of great things here that a lot of people want to come check out. And I think, you know, that would be a great attraction as well.
Yeah, on those turns out. What's the hardest part of your job?
Oh, my gosh, balancing it all, you know.
And, yeah. Now, here's a man with five kids.
Yeah, five kids. It's all work and no play, really. But, yeah. What's really kind of cool, and I'm glad you asked that because I really want to talk about this, it's staff. Staff, we have a small but mighty team. It really is small.
Mm-hmm.
And, and they work really hard, and they're very loyal, and they love what they do, and they're very customer service oriented. And balancing all of the demands. You know, it's everything that we do is multifaceted. And so one minute we're working on, you know, grants, and then we have to stop what we're working on and go and deal with a TSA situation or FAA calls. We got an inspector here. We get noise complaints, not really that many, but then somebody has a lost bag. You know, we're working on a bunch of stuff. Our days are never our own. And, you know, just trying to balance everything and keeping the momentum up, because when you drop something, you have to come back, you lose that momentum.
Sure.
Things start to slide. You start to lose, you know, a little bit of quality. And I really like having good quality. So it bothers me that, things could be better and staff are stressed and I got to keep them pumped up and inspired. We're doing really well though.
Who's the girl that answers your phone? Lady that answers your phone?
Lauren Ford.
She's pumped up.
She is pumped up.
Yeah, she's pumped up. So, I mean, it's in those people that you deal with when you call them for the first time, mm-hmm. and they're positive and all this, that's important.
She brings a lot of great energy, and she represents the airport well. And she actually had competed nationwide for assistant airport manager position with the airport here.
Yeah.
So she's going to oversee administration and security, and she did a great job on that. And she's been integral with me behind the scenes with the air service. So, but Lauren has got a lot of energy, like you said.
Here's a quick question: I don't know, Philip, if you missed this, but have you done any surveys about where the people from Reading want to go to?
Well, surveys. I think that's been more of the Economic Development Corporation. I think Nigel's even done some of that.
Okay.
But we know the data. Our number two market is San Diego. And that's something we're asking, some airlines, hey, you know, look, this is a great market. You'll do really well here. A lot of people end up in San Diego.
Well, San Diego's a great place to visit.
Yeah.
I have many friends. I live down there in several years. And I'm so glad I'm up here. I've turned into a real redneck that if I have to wait longer than 30 seconds to, you know, when you're getting ready to turn on to like Placer, I start getting irritated. You know, it's been 30 seconds, you know, those things down there. Oh, look, it took me an hour to get out of my parking lot.
Well, and similarly, I give some friends of mine in the Bay Area a hard time because I was there for about 15 years. And I say, you know, I hit some traffic today when another semi passed another semi. I had to wait. I had to go 55. But, yeah, it's great up here. We have a lot going for us.
Okay. Well, Jim, I just wanted to have you on, and thanks for taking the time. I know you are busier than a long-legged or a long-tailed cat, as they say, in a room full of rocking chairs.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, well, but, you know, you've got to keep so many balls in the air.
That's true.
Trying to bring in it's not just bringing in the air, which is your sales ability, but it's being able to service all of that, like you said. Oh, well, what happens during fire season when they – does the Forest Service park a lot of planes out there?
No, I can talk real quick, but yes, we go into what's called irregular ops. It's kind of chaos, and there's rules to everything that we do. And so there's rules and regulations that we have to enforce and monitor, and we need to make sure that it's safe. But when we support Forest Service, it's to the maximum extent possible. So when they have too many aircraft here, we want to keep them here. We don't want to turn them away.
Right.
So we will shut down areas of the airport, and we kind of move the flow of the ground traffic around to be able to accommodate. And, you know, we have to be here for that. We have no choice. That's just how the rules work, the regulations. So it's very, very busy. And they do overflow into the airport. Mm-hmm. They have their own property. That's a through the fence operation, but, it's a very good relationship that we do things through text and call, and it's instant when we need.
Well, we have to have that room because God knows we have enough fires.
Yeah, and we want to keep those assets here to protect this community. So
they can get up and hit something right away.
I will never turn aircraft away.
God bless you. Hey, Jim Wadley, how long have you been manager?
2.5 years.
How long are we going to keep you?
For a long time. I like what I do. And, you know, I actually have a lot of support behind me and higher up.
I'm not talking about that. But when you do jobs like this, come on, Jim. You know, you've heard of meritorious promotion before.
Well, I know what you speak. So I have had many offers since I've been here, and I don't solicit it. It comes unsolicited, It's like, you know, it's like, oh, man, but I love what I do. You know, I didn't come here for the money. I came here for, you know, for my kids, for the quality of life. But I love what I do. I love affecting change, and I love going after grants and fixing what we have, improving what we have, enhancing it. And just, you know, being able to look over my shoulder and say that was a great project.
Then let's just leave it at that. Thanks a lot for coming in today, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
November 10th out at the Veterans Grove. We're celebrating the Marine Corps birthday out there, buddy.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Hey, when we come back, we have the Fountain Wind Project people here. The director of it, Henry Wattag, and a couple others will be joining him. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Issue of Taiwan.
The statement follows a comment by President Biden that the U.S. is committed to defending the island if it's attacked. A foreign ministry spokesperson has reasserted China's longstanding claim that the island is its territory. China has recently upped its threat to bring Taiwan under its control by force if necessary, by flying warplanes near the island and rehearsing beach landings.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Democrats growing increasingly uneasy as Election Day draws near in Virginia.
Polls have consistently shown Democrat Terry McAuliffe with the overwhelming support of black Virginians in the gubernatorial race. But his victory may hinge on whether this core part of his base shows up in strong numbers to vote. In an off-year election when turnout is generally low across most demographics, it's not yet clear whether black voters will cast enough ballots to put McAuliffe over the top in an exceedingly tight race against surprisingly strong Republican Glenn Youngkin. A hint of soft turnout among voters who make up Democrats' most consistent base is an ominous sign for the National Party ahead of next year's all-important midterm elections. Keith Peters, Washington.
An attorney says family members hoping for more answers, possibly later today, from law enforcement regarding the cause of death of Brian Laundrie, person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 82 points, the NASDAQ down 67, the S&P unchanged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tagi Valley.
I saw a flash. You seen a flash? Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth back at Windsor Castle after reports that she had spent a night at the hospital earlier in the week.
Buckingham Palace confirmed that the 95-year-old monarch went to the private King Edward VII Hospital in London for what they are calling preliminary investigations. The test took place after she cancelled a trip to Northern Ireland to celebrate 100 years since its creation. The palace said the Queen reluctantly took doctors' advice to rest for a few days. She returned to her Windsor Castle home the following day and was understood to be back at her desk by afternoon, undertaking light duties. Karen Chamas, London.
Falling scaffolding broke off one of the teeth atop the Kremlin wall earlier today, prompting Russian authorities to seal off Red Square. A gust of wind brought down the scaffolding, which was being used to repair a section of the Kremlin wall near Soviet founder Vladimir Lenin's tomb on Red Square. News and analysis, townhall.com. The bottom line of a couple of major airlines really took off in the third quarter.
American and Southwest Airlines are reporting profits thanks to large amounts of government pandemic relief. The airlines expecting strong traffic over the holidays if cases of COVID-19 keep declining. The highly contagious Delta variant cut into revenue over the past couple of months. Still, American posted a $169 million profit after collecting nearly $1 billion in taxpayer money to cover most of its payroll costs. And Southwest earned $446 million after getting $763 million in federal aid. John Scott reporting.
Russian President Putin voicing hope that new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will continue in the footsteps of his predecessor, maintaining close and trusting relations with Russia. Putin and Bennett now holding their first meeting, taking place at the Russian Black Sea Resort of Sochi. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda called in earlier today. She's on assignment. Somebody has to be in charge, and it's Linda. So she takes she takes care of the small things like where we spend our money, you know, do we buy a horse, new cars, things like that. I get to make the big decisions like UN world peace. So that's what I get to do. Linda gets the small things like money and what we do all the time. Jared's at the helm of our studio there. Are you okay, buddy?
I'm all right.
Okay. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 56 degrees. We have a flood advisory today until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Or, well, it says till 9 a.m. So I guess just for the next hour.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a 90% chance of rain today, a high of 64, low of 48 tomorrow. Rain with a high of 56, low of 49. Saturday through Monday, we have a flood watch Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
it's going to be a heavy rain. Yeah. Sunday, we have a high of
56. If you're living anywhere where there's a fire scar... car fire, any of those, watch out, my friends. There's nothing there to hold the water when it's coming down.
So Sunday, 100% chance of rain, heavy rain, high of 56, low of 44. Monday, 90% chance of rain with high of 55, a low of 43. Let's see, Sunday, high of 56, low around 44, and Monday, high around 55 and a low around 43.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Chuck Kinney, the owner of Shasta Gas Propane, was on the other day, and he's just... elections have consequences. He's paying as much for propane retail as he sold it last year. Let me say that again. He's paying as much retail for propane as he sold it last year. So he's going to continue to take care of his customers and make sure they have propane. But it's a this is going to be an interesting winter here. Just want to remind everybody that KIXE has had a great big holiday auction. It's already underway at KIXE.org/auction. This is their largest annual fundraiser, and this year's event is Dressed to Impress with over $100,000 in donated goods and services. You go to KIXE.org/auction, and you can start bidding right now. But at the live auction is going to be beginning Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. All proceeds support the day-to-day operations of KIXC and North State's local PBS station since 1964. Okay. I am here with Henry Waltag, who is the Director of Development, and Mark Lawler, who is the Vice President of Development for ConnectGen. You're going ConnectGen. That's Fountain Wind, the Fountain Wind Project. Run into some consternation and questions, but that's why they're here today, to talk about questions that you all may have or questions I have. So good morning, Henry.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, can you give us an overview? Let's just start with an overview of who's ConnectGen. first, and then we can go into the project.
Yeah, well, ConnectGen is a private company developing renewables across the United States. You know, we develop wind, solar, and storage in California, Arizona, Nevada, Wyoming, Texas, and throughout the Northeast. And the Fountain Wind Project itself represents the largest single investment in Shasta County since the Shasta Dam.
Okay. And so it far exceeds the, was that Hatchet Ridge?
That's right.
I don't even know how many are up on Hatchet Ridge, come to think of it. But
well,
but they've been there since I've lived here. So.
Yeah, about 12 years, and Hatchet was, I think, a little over $200 million investment.
Okay.
This project represents about $350 million investment in Shasta County.
All right. Now, the land that you all, did you buy the land, or have you leased the land from somebody?
Yeah, so the land is private timberlands. It's been managed as active timberlands for decades, and we have entered into a long-term lease with the landowner. And for them, this is a way to diversify their revenue stream because they're challenged by, you know, the fires that have been affecting their stands. This project allows them to create another revenue stream, and they can invest, you know, in the protection of the rest of their land holdings.
It's Friday, right? Okay. No, we usually have Susan Eastman calls in. I was just wondering if I didn't miss her.
What?
Did I miss Susan Eastman?
She didn't call.
Okay, got it. One time I missed her, and it was very embarrassing for me. I just want to make sure we didn't miss her. And so this investment here of $350 million.
Correct.
And you're doing it through leased land. It's owned by a private individual.
That's correct.
Okay. And the what was the original plan?
Yeah, well, the original plan back in 2019 was for 100 turbines and over 350 megawatts of production. You know, we stepped into the project in the mid-2019, July, August, and, you know, we looked at the comments from the public scoping. We reduced the scope to 72 turbines, and that was what was carried forward in the CEQA analysis that the county has conducted.
Okay.
And since the Planning Commission, which, by the way, was a great opportunity to hear some really valuable feedback from the community, we further reduced the project from 72 turbines down to 48. And along with that, we decreased the maximum height of the turbines by 10%, and we've condensed the overall project area by approximately 50%. And there's a great video on our website, www.fountainwind.com, that visualizes, you know, these changes in this reduction in footprint. But overall, this is the CEQA process working. This is how it's supposed to work. You know, we heard feedback from the community. We internalized that. We took that to heart, and we've put forward a refined project that's an even better fit for the local community.
The main pushback was, I believe, was the number in size.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said they were taller than the Shasta Dam.
Yep.
And, you know, people then relate to that. The other thing was that it would you could see it from everywhere, which I don't know if is true. And this is going to be in the Round Mountain, Bernie area. Is that correct?
Between Round Mountain and Bernie.
Right. Yeah. On that road up there.
Yep. And you're right, Carl. The number one comment we received is the visual impacts.
Right.
And what this refined project does is it's really overall a significant reduction in impacts across the board, including visual.
Okay.
You know, the project removes turbines north of Highway 299, the highest elevation, some of the most visible. It removes the closest turbines to the in-holding landowners, Moose Camp, remove five turbines immediately west of them and, you know, local ranch. And it significantly reduces the visibility of turbines from Round Mountain and Montgomery Creek.
Okay.
You know, we remove the turbines from the top of the ridge, and there's some visual simulations that are posted to the county's website, posted to our website, and they're in the video I mentioned previously, but, you know, only small portions of nine turbines would be seen from Round Mountain and Montgomery Creek. Not entire turbines, portions.
What about from the road that goes up there? Which road is that? 299.
299, yep.
Can you see them from the road?
Well, that was part of our reductions as well. Okay. We removed the turbines that were right the closest to 299. So when you're driving through, and for instance, if you go to the fountain fire overlook, you won't see any turbines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carl, when you go up 299, you see Hatchet. It's on. It's called Hatchet Ridge, right? And so those are the most prominent. This project will be tucked further away off the road with mm-hmm. these reductions. You're going to have to kind of strain.
Yeah, because you can see Hatchet real quick. I'm here with Henry Waltag, who's the Director of Development for ConnectGen and Fountain Wind Project, and Mark Lawler, who is the Vice President of Development here. We're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to talk to you. Another big concern was fire, you know, because, as you know, fire has become a part of our lives for 9 months out of the year up here. And when you're talking about fire, people losing their insurance, well, then let's talk about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She is just an outstanding person. The people who have had problems with their fire insurance being canceled and all this, she has helped everybody that has come to her. And once they find out what kind of person and what kind of organization Judy Maxwell has, they switch all their insurance over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back with ConnectGen.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:19 in the morning, and it's 55 degrees. It's going to be raining all day. Well, it's going to be raining through next Thursday. That should make it easier. What's the forecast? Rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started about 12 years ago. It is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. Whether it's a CCW, if it's tactical rifle, shotgun, home defense, regular classes, private classes, they have it all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We're here with Henry Waltag, who is the Director of Development for Connect Gen and the Fountain Wind Project, and Mark Lawler, the Vice President of Development. And when we left talking in the first segment, you all have downsized everything considerably. One of the other big questions was fire, that this would, you know, the opponents to this said this would hinder firefighting. What is your, you all don't agree with that, though.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is that this project is going to be a tremendous benefit for Shasta County from a fire safety perspective. I mean, not just this portion of Shasta County, you know, Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek, but Shasta County as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, the project represents around 1,600 acres of shaded fuel breaks that will be implemented in these forested timberlands. That's about 740 acres within the project itself, along all of the primary access roads and arterial access roads. But in addition to those shaded fuel breaks, you know, we have partnered with the Fall River RCD to fund shaded fuel breaks along Big Bend Road and Highway 299. And in total, that equals about 1,600 acres. So not only that, and I know, you know, there's a lot of kind of, you know, misinformation floating around, a lot of myths about the project. But, you know, what those who object to the project say from a fire safety perspective is that, well, because of these turbines, CAL FIRE won't be able to respond to a fire in the aerial with fixed or rotor wing aircraft. And that's just false. You know, Shasta County Fire disagrees, and they said so in the staff report before the Planning Commission. They said that the presence of these wind turbines will not create a no-fly zone in the area.
And you've got trails in there, or new roads in there too, right?
Up to 38 miles of new roads, all-weather roads, will increase the access and the accessibility for fire response, and it will greatly help the ground-based response.
And for if you're just tuning in, the Fountain Wind Project is, at this point, according to your stuff here, it's 50% less footprint.
Yeah.
50%
less of the area that was originally proposed.
Right.
And in, you know, doing that, we have a more compact project. But by removing those 24 turbines, we've also, you know, done so selectively to open up corridors within the project. If you go to our website, fountainwind.com and look at our revised project map, you know, you can clearly see the corridors ranging from, you know, two-thirds of a mile to a mile between the turbine strings.
Okay.
So we've opened things up even more for that fixed and rotor wing aerial response.
One of the things that you all have in your handout you have here, that's nice, is contributions to the community from this project. Now, is this these contributions, is this like upfront money, or is this like as you all, you know, if it's built? Now, I know we can talk about that as continuing contributions, but but when you're building this, you are investing several million dollars in the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. And that's our community benefit program. And this is in addition to the substantial property tax revenues, over $50 million in property tax that would go to the county over the life of the project, and the $3.5 million in sales tax revenues just during the first 2 years of construction. But our community benefit program was developed in response to the needs of the community. You know, from the very beginning, we had open houses in Round Mountain and, you know, meeting with community members, hearing from community members at the Board of Supervisors meetings. And, you know, we wanted to establish some substantial benefits for the local community. So the things we heard were, you know, improvements to local public safety, improvements to fire safety, an investment in the community that can benefit the area youths. And so we turned that feedback into concrete projects with local partners. You know, first and foremost, the community benefit program will, you know, put $1 million endowment together for the local community of Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek. Now, that endowment will be administered by a local advisory committee made up of local nonprofits. You know, we've invited the tribe to be a member. We've invited the local school district and, you know, local industry partners to, you know, form this advisory committee, go out to the community and ask them how they'd like that investment to be spent. You know, we've also heard about, you know, the need for enhanced public safety. We've heard quite a bit of that over the last few months in the local media. And so we've decided to step up and make a $1 million commitment to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
So they can put a substation up there someplace.
Well, it's for what they would like to do in response to what the community wants.
Right. Yeah, in that area. Well, I think a substation, they've got one in, they have a substation in Burring. Yeah, they do. But they're, you know, they're short-staffed. So, okay.
Yeah, and the benefits don't end there, Carl. I mean, you're talking about expanding wireless internet. We're funding that. We're donating money to the Pitt River workforce, $250,000 to that effort. You know, $100,000 to the develop a fire safety plan, and then a shade of fuel break funding $250,000 to help reduce fuel along Big Bend Road and Highway 299. So it's a
now,
pretty substantial package.
Who takes care of that? Because, you know, one of the biggest problems we have in California is Democrats. That have not done okay. It's Republicans too. I know it's both sides. Both of them are idiots. Have not done enough in mitigation. So when you say funding for a fire fuel break, you're talking about clearing the roads, the areas out there, and to try to because it's just one road in there, and one road out, to be able to put a fire break out in that area too.
Yeah, and so that's why, you know, when we heard the feedback about fire safety, you know, we reached out to the Fall River Resource Conservation District. We reached out to the Shasta County Fire Safe Council and the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. So we wanted to fund them, partner with them to implement these local projects. And so, you know, especially from a fire safety perspective, the $100,000 that Mark mentioned for a fire safety plan to expand on that, that's to update the Shasta County Community Wildfire Protection Plan. That's the county as a whole. And so this extra funding will allow for the communities of Round Mountain and Montgomery Creek to be included in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan, which they currently are. And once you have a CWPP, you can then access federal grant money and federal funding to implement, you know, the projects that have been identified.
Okay. We're here with Henry Waltag, who is the Director of Development for ConnectGen in the Fountain Wind Project, and Mark Lawler, who is the Vice President of Development. We're talking about the Fountain Wind Project. We've got a couple other questions when we come back. And then, does moving the footprint from the top of the hills to below the top of the hills have impact on the wind? That's something I like to talk about when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Fully accredited chest pain center, one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by Medicare and Medicaid services, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They do the TAVR valve replacement there, and they're going to become a teaching hospital next year, bringing in 24 residents that will be attending classes and helping there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. These are all MDs, and they're just kind of working in there, you know, in different specialties while they're here. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Reading Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She called in this morning to make sure I was here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for 14 years since the day I first stepped into Reading. It's a veteran-owned business. They give great haircuts. They work by appointments now, 244-9478. Make your appointment, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or like I do. I go in early so I can hear what's going on around town. Man's last stronghold, Dr. Phil, does not appear on the TV there. A lot of hockey games. Hey, I just thought, let me throw this out before we get to our guest, that, you know, that Monday was the very peaceful protest by many parents and educators here in Shasta County. And out of the 24,000 students that are in the Shasta school system, 11,000 weren't there Monday, or about 45%. So if you have not heard that, I put that on Facebook yesterday, and people ask me where my stats come from. That's from the Shasta County Office of Education. So, but we're here with Henry Waltag, who's the Director of Development, and Mark Lowler, who is the Vice President of Development for ConnectGen for the Fountain Wind Project. When you drop the size of the turbines and you move them from the top of the hills, does that have an impact on their ability to go, you know, full bore?
No. Short answer is no. This is still a very windy site, and we've collected wind data for over 10 years. We have, like, 650 months total of wind data, so we know how hard the wind blows and when it blows, and we're confident that this is a commercially viable project.
Okay, so how long does a turbine run during the day? I mean, does it run 24 hours a day?
Yeah, so it runs when the wind's blowing, and here in Shasta County, you know, the wind blows hardest in the afternoon and evening hours, and more so in the fall and winter months than in the spring and summer.
Okay.
So the output of this project will actually be very comparable to the local electricity supply because, you know, in the evening overnight hours, you don't have any rooftop solar putting energy into houses or on the grid. And in the winter months, you also don't – well, that's when the output from the dams are at its lowest. So this project complements the local energy supply quite well.
How many houses can your reduced project?
Over 80,000 California homes.
And that would be, I mean, it reaches, okay, so does that mean the wind energy would power 80,000 homes while it's running?
Yeah, the equivalent, its total output for throughout the year is the equivalent of 80,000 homes for a year.
Are you going to have to build a... lines, transmission lines up there?
No. There will be no new high-voltage transmission lines for this project. We interconnect on an existing line that runs between the Pitt No. 1 Dam and Cottonwood. And so we're tapping into the last of the unused capacity on that existing line, and that runs right through the center of the project.
And so then the power from the generators goes into the line, it goes down to Cottonwood, and do you sell it there? Or you sell it before it gets there, obviously. Yeah. So from there, it's transferred to
The electrons.
San Francisco?
Once the electrons hit the substation in Cottonwood, they go out on the local PG&E grid.
Okay.
So they go to the closest place where it's needed the most. So it will stay in Shasta County.
Okay. So does PG&E, are they the ones that buy your power?
No.
Okay. How does that work?
So they own and manage the transmission system.
Right.
And we went through years of study to identify that, you know, this project can safely tap into the existing capacity on the line. And so we kind of, you know, pay PG&E a toll like you're paying a highway toll.
Okay.
To transport the
electricity. Okay, so it's a transmission fee. And then I know that our local REU, they've got guys there every morning. They're right now buying and selling energy.
Mm-hmm.
So is that kind of what you all do?
That's right. So the REU here in town, Shasta Lake has its own utility,
right.
Lots of municipal utilities. Those would be the potential customers for this project. Actually, there's a Northern California coalition of municipalities that all pull together and pull the resources. So that's a customer we'd be looking at.
Got it. One of the biggest, I'm kind of going from topic to topic here as I'm looking at it, but also from listening to the Planning Commission. One of the biggest obstacles, it appears, listening to them, is Native Americans saying that the property up there is a sacred area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fully recognize that the tribe has a very special connection to the ancestral lands in this area. But, you know, the fact is this project has been extensively surveyed by qualified archaeologists, years of surveys. And to date, you know, the locations of ancestral burial grounds or sacred sites, they have not been identified by us, or they have not been told to us by the tribe.
Until during the commission hearings.
The way you cite these projects is you avoid that. If there's a resource there, you avoid it. So, yeah, this project, it will not have any of those impacts. Can you avoid this area altogether? No. So our goal is to collaborate and work with the tribe, as well as, you know, this is on private property, so we work with, the property owner as well. And it's a well-sited project. It avoids those impacts. The challenge is once someone says, I don't want to see this built anywhere at all, well, that's not really a way to compromise. So what we've done by shrinking the project is reduce those impacts and made it, you know, less visible, and we can continue to make adjustments to the projects if needed, but we just need to have someone who, you know, engages in that process.
Which tribe is this? I'm sorry, I should know that, but I don't.
The Pitt River Tribe.
Pitt River Tribe. Have they engaged with you? You've told me that you've reached out. Have they engaged with you at all?
Yeah, so when we stepped into the project in 2019, we immediately sent letters, email correspondence, requesting, you know, a meeting, and we did have a sit down in January of 2020 and, you know, did a presentation and listening session with tribal council, tribal elders. And we've continued to, you know, want to engage and get their feedback. You know, we performed a site visit in October of last year and drove the entire project. And, you know, in December of 2020, the tribe's employment rights officer reached out to us to talk about, you know, what might be able to be done as far as employment opportunities, apprenticeship opportunities. And in coordinating with him, you know, we decided to offer to the tribe, this is just an offer, $250,000 investment so he could, you know, use those funds for tribal workforce development. Now, the tribe didn't accept that offer, to be clear, and we've still, you know, since then, we have tried to engage and have additional conversations. But we have not been really granted.
Our door's still open, so we you know, always welcome those conversations.
Okay, and there's other things to this, too. Let's go to the phones. Nick?
Hey, good morning. Listen, I was listening to you guys, and you're talking about shaded fuel breaks, and I'm assuming that's just cleaning out the brush underneath the trees. I'm wondering if you have a plan to keep it cleared out or if it's just going to grow back in, you know, 4 or 5 years. And then I hear you say that you're going to give $1 million to the sheriff's department, and that could go to a substation in Bernie. Could is the major word there. That could just as likely go to their unfunded pension liabilities. So my question is, what's the difference between these contributions and a bribe?
Well, thanks, Nick, for getting right down to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are voluntary contributions, and we've said since day one we are going to establish a robust community benefit program, much similar to Hatchet Ridge did. You know, frankly, the reason why we're investing in these specific projects and not just giving the money directly to the county like Hatchet Ridge did is because the individuals in the project area, they are not aware of all the benefits that Hatchet Ridge brought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask Kerry Carranzi, you know, the North State Regional Foundation, she can, you know, give you a list of the 30, 40 grants that she's written. But the community doesn't know that. And so what we decided is we're going to, you know, put our funding into local projects and partnering with local organizations. So, you know, to answer the questions about the shaded fuel breaks, those will be actively managed.
Okay.
You know, it's really important.
Everything that's on your, footprint there. Donating to, $1 million to the Sheriff's Department, it's up to the Sheriff's Department, as you know, Nick, where they want to spend that. I mean, they may, I don't think they're going to put it in their unfunded liabilities, but it still is helping that area up there in one way or the other. If you take $1 million in one spot, you can spend it in another. I don't look at it as bribes. I look at it as, hey, we're coming in and we are going to disrupt up here to do something to bring in the energy, the clean energy that the state of California is beating us over the head with. To help mitigate that, we are willing to donate to different agencies that this may touch on.
Yeah, we want to be a member of this community.
That's the way I look at it.
Any member of the community who wants to invest and make the place a better place to live would do something like this, and we are committed to in addressing the most immediate needs. We've met with the Sheriff's Department multiple times. We talked to leaders, and public safety is a key issue. There's not enough funding to cover all the issues that are going on, so this is a good thing for the county to have these commitments. And as Henry mentioned, these are all volunteer payments. We don't get anything for this. We want to be part of the community.
The 200 construction jobs, that's just to build it, right?
Yeah.
Now, are those going to be local jobs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So from the beginning, we wanted to make the commitment that this project will be built with a local workforce. And so we signed
Do we have that expertise here?
Absolutely.
Okay, we can put towers up.
Yep. So we made a commitment to the state building trades that this would be an organized labor project. And what many people don't know is there are over 3,000 members of the state building trades, the different trades in Shasta County. And there's a number of local construction firms also who are part of the organizations.
You've talked to the Shasta building,
Builders Exchange.
Shasta Builders Exchange.
Yep.
So you've talked with them about this. And so these are going to be local jobs.
That's right.
And then you're going to have 12 full-time jobs afterwards.
Yeah. And those are very well-paying jobs. When you add up salary, benefits, it's well over $100,000 per employee. And those are people who are going to live and be members of the community and spend their dollars locally. And, those will be, the long-term 30-plus year people responsible for managing the site.
All right, we've got to take a break. We come back. So how long do one of these projects last?
Yeah, at least 30 years, 35 years.
And at the end of it, what happens?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Shelley has been running Tobacco and Brew, owning Tobacco and Brew for, 30 years, 25 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, has got a grab bag of cigars that for under $30 that are worth more than $30. All your tobacco accessories there. They've committed themselves over there to assisting our community, helping our nonprofits. They are there for the community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
$75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free
member club card to play.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 22nd of October, 8:51 in the morning. It's 56 degrees. It's even though the sun is shining, you know, I think that's what the sun is. It's going to rain more today. It's going to rain the whole weekend and into next Thursday. And my friends, watch out for there's a flood warning, Jared. It goes through. What it went
the
to
next,
9 o'clock.
The next 8 minutes.
Right until 9 o'clock, but.
There's a flood watch of Saturday night through Monday.
Yeah, there's going to be real heavy rains coming in on Sunday. Mosley Fair Sellers Harvest Festival that we gave tickets away to is rescheduling their Harvest Festival until the rain stops. So if you've got those tickets, hang on to them. They're still good. We're here with Henry Waltag, of Director of Development for ConnectGen, which is the Fountain Wind Project, and Mark Lawler, who is the Vice President of Development. We're addressing all these questions that came up, as many as I can think of, to let them address these. The follow-on, okay, 200 construction jobs, they're finished. And you just said they're going to be from all local companies, right? And then 12 full-time jobs afterward. Afterwards, is that going to be local guys and girls, or do you have to? I mean, I don't know what the expertise is to run one of these things. You know, before when we talked about this, you said that was going to be a concern. You know, did the people have the expertise to run a wind farm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once the people are on board, they will definitely be local. And what these projects represent in areas where there isn't, you know, a large wind industry, it represents an opportunity for young people who want to graduate and get a technician degree to remain in the area and work locally, or people who have moved outside of the area and have already been contacted by a fellow who works at a wind farm in Wisconsin, you know, they would like to work on this project because it allows them to come home, come back to, you know, the area that they want to live in and work in their field.
Okay, that's not a lot of people, but still, it's more jobs. The let's talk about the tax revenue. Sales tax revenue during construction is $3.5 million. There's $50 million in property tax revenue over 30 years
that's
you all pay to the county then.
Shasta County, and it gets distributed to the various buckets that, you know, Shasta County distributes to. Almost half of that money goes to local schools. About $24 million will go to, you know, the local school districts, the college. Another, I think it's around $7 million, will go to the county itself in their discretionary funding. And the rest are the cities, like the city of Redding will get close to $100,000 a year from this project. And then, you know, you have special districts, and, you know, all of this trickles out throughout all the corners of the county.
The at the end of the 30 years, are we stuck with a bunch of turbines up there?
Yeah. That's one of the myths we've heard quite a bit, that, you know, the we're going to go under, the project's going to be abandoned, and Shasta County is going to be, you know, stuck footing the bill. The county, as part of its over 150 mitigation measures and conditions of approval, they require us, before we ever get a building permit, to do a decommissioning study, third party, to determine the cost of taking it down, and we put up a financial security in place for the life of the project as a guarantee that at the end of life it will be taken down. But there's a lot of scrap value and a lot of recycling value in those turbines. You know, we're incentivized to take them down and capture that value. You know, we're not going to leave that just sitting out there. But, you know, to put the county, you know, at peace of mind, there will be the financial security for the life of the project to cover decommissioning.
That's even if you all go out of business.
That's right.
Okay, or you all sell it to somebody.
No matter what.
Okay, so that's there. Nobody can touch it.
Yeah,
it's there before you start.
Yeah, this has come up with any wind farm. People ask the same question. So yeah, it's standard to have these funds set aside for decommissioning, no matter, you know, worst case scenario happens. So you're not going to see it just left there.
What about environmental impacts of turbines?
Yeah, there's been.
You always hear ones about the birds.
Uh-huh. Yep. There's been over 10 years of study at this project, and, you know, we're lucky to have an existing project right next door, the Hatchet Ridge project. Mm-hmm. It was built 12 years ago. You know, there are a lot of the same concerns about impacts to birds and bats, and avian species with Hatchet Ridge when that went up. And since then, you know, there has not been significant impact. So we know that this is a, you know, relatively environmentally benign site, and it's...
You're using the same kind of... turbines, then.
Yeah, these industrials, you know, similar size. These will be
everywhere.
A little bit bigger, but yeah. The point is, we have a, you know, over a decade record of the impacts or lack thereof of impacts with bird and bat. So it's a good, well sited location.
So what, in our last 3 minutes here, what do you want the people of Shasta County to know?
Yeah,
take away.
This is a tremendous project and a tremendous opportunity for a significant amount of benefits for all of Shasta County. You know, all of its cities, its schools, and its citizen. You know, the project will be a net benefit to the health, safety, peace, morals, comfort, et cetera, of all of Shasta County. And we believe strongly that this project should be approved for four main reasons. Number one, it will generate significant social and economic benefits. We talk about property tax revenue, the $2.8 million community benefit program. You know, we are investing in the enhancement of fire safety in the county. $350,000 for local fire safety projects, plus the shaded fuel breaks throughout the entire project area. This project has widespread community support from the business community, from the local workforce, you know, from the forestry industry. It's really a wide coalition of support.
But CAL FIRE and Shasta Fire said it's not going to impact on firefighting. That's a big thing.
Yeah, they said that this project will not create a no-fly zone.
Okay.
And, yep. And on top of that, the bottom line when it comes to fire safety is this project will make that area safer from fires with the fire breaks, the water tanks, the access. So that's, you know, if you're concerned about fires in this area, this is going to help.
Yeah.
The we can't forget either. People pretty much know that how I feel about when you own property. This is all private land. And you know, when you all approached the, and I'm not sure which company it is. I really don't need to know because I don't care. But it is private land, and that's who you address this to. And I'm sure that the company went through all of this with you beforehand.
Yeah, this is a timber operation. They would not have this project cited on their property if they thought it would be more of a risk. They know that it's actually less of a risk, and it helps them to diversify. This is a timber industry, and this community is largely, you know, relying upon timber industry, and this is helps them stay in business. It's diversifying their income, so it's important to them.
Okay. Well, I can't think of any other question to ask this. I tried to ask every question that I heard come up. The fire, Native Americans, and all this. You would not keep the Pitt River Tribe from coming up there and doing their ceremonies.
No. So the property, private property, is actually